Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Welcome to the show. This is 5926 Central. Y'all, we ain't playing tonight. We're going to keep it moving. This is about our family. You know, we have a very musical family. So when we do this show, most of the music that we play is from family. So we're going to keep it moving. We're going to play a little bit of Marcel Casanova in just a few minutes. But I want you to let somebody know that we are on the air. You can call into the live show at 347-826-9424, okay? 9424. So go ahead and share it. You can go to our main page, which is blogtalkradio.com/mygospelsoul, all right? We are on the network. How about that? We have plans to, do some new things, and we want you to be a part of it. So make sure that you keep it locked, keep up with us, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Here is Marcel Casanova, Country.
Lean on, man.
And now, more.
Yeah, I'm country with it like trail riding. It's two-door on that cowhide. Teeth shine like sunshine. 40 cocked on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hate. Loud, sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day?
I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink pole. Pimp talking, can't go.
I'm country. You hear the country talk, yeah. You see the country walk, yeah. You feel the country on me, yeah. It feels I'm country homie, yeah. I'm country.
Country.
Oh, country.
Country.
You hear the country talk, yeah. You see the country walk,
yeah.
You feel the country homie, yeah. It feels I'm country homie.
Dangerous combination, we gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues, homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally, can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game, but we some country boys, so we were born to play.
Like a pill.
It's my country talk,
yeah.
Country walk, country slow.
That was Marcel Casanova, accompanied by the Cook Boys, my brothers, you know, having a good time out in the country. They shot the video live in Douglasville, Texas. You know, we always say that we're from Atlanta, Texas, but we're actually, well, we were raised in Douglasville, went to school in Atlanta, Texas. So you go out 59 all the way through to Arkansas. If you blink, you'll miss Atlanta, but Atlanta's in that curve when you're getting ready to go towards Texarkana. You pass through Marshall, you pass through Jefferson, Linden, Shiloh, and then there we are. So, yeah, that was Marcel Casanova, and we're going to keep this show going. All right, let's see. We want to play a little bit of Cash In. Cash In, that's my son, you know. Hey, it's all good. Want to make sure that you go and check out his new video. It's been released on YouTube. When I come back, I'll have information for you so you can go and check it out. This right here is Cash In, All I Know, right here on 5926.
I'm a rep for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma for my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keep the scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, it's 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 all I know. All I know is I'ma eat. Ain't no living my ass on the street. I go in on all of these beats. Little mama, where she by the lead? It ain't about money, I'm pressing delete. Cruise through the hood, I'ma repeat. I'm tryna buy like I got on some beats. You better not try to play like I'm free. Low-key, I get to it back. Do it for my niggas that pass. No sleep, no jet lag. Money calling, I'ma move fast. Blue hunnids want them in my pants. Can't go back to no food stamps. And I grind hard like boot camp.
I'ma that's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma put my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keep this go. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, yeah, that's all I know. I know. Yeah, yeah, it's all I know. For all of my people that couldn't get it, I'ma do all that I can. I'm putting this shit on my shoulders, I strike like a cobra, it's all in my plan. I know it gets tough, yeah, I know it gets tough. But we come from the mud, the struggle ain't shit to us. Yeah, yeah, I turn up with my niggas. If you ain't real, I ain't rolling with you. Every July, I get sentimental. Lost my nigga, he was instrumental. If you my lawyer, won't benefit you. Been verified, I'm beneficial. I'ma go mine, I can benefit you. Can't walk in my shoes, cause they ain't gon' fit you. I don't play no games with them, I just live below. I ain't hatin' on this nigga, that's the pedestal. Tryna buy back the block for the rest of us. If you ain't bossin' up, then you miss me.
I'ma rap for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma put my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keep this scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, yeah, it's 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 all I know.
Would be of interest tonight, I'm thinking. First, I will start with this heat. Oh, my God. Listen, my friend, I want to just give a shout-out to Alicia because she blessed me with a portable AC. Now, I know y'all saying, what do you need portable AC for? It's because I downsized from my truck and its note to my cash car which is, get this, a Pontiac G3, yes, a little bitty compact car. The AC is out. And those of you that know Houston, you know that around this time of year, it is absolutely too hot to be in a vehicle. Now, watch this. Mind you, it's my job. It's too hot to be in a vehicle without AC. So I was on the phone. I was talking to her. She was like, well, you know, truck drivers use a portable AC. Now, blew my mind all the way to the side. Not going to lie to you. Just blew my wig sideways or halfway off to Ms. Jakes. Anyway, and my Lord, so purchased it. You can't see it here. Can't see it, but portable AC has changed my life. All I do is add extremely cold water and ice to the top of it. It comes with a USB plug in air. My God. Listen, first, I was skeptical. I was like, how is it going to cool me off? Whatever. But it has three speeds. Do you hear me? Three speeds. So while I'm rejoicing because I'm appreciating what I have. My car runs. I got to get an oil change. I need to put some brake fluid in it. There's some stuff I got to maintain on it. For those of you saying why that's not in it, okay, I'm recently singled, like a year ago. And so a lot of things that I'm picking up that I have to do myself. No man. I don't have a man, so I got to do it myself. So so I listen. So I had one of my neighbors come out, check all the fluids, and they were telling me what was missing, what needs to be changed out, all that kind of stuff. And so I'm in a car. I'm in a cash car. You know, I'm responsible for the maintenance on that car. And, man, this portable AC, baby, let me tell you. Listen, I was riding that car. Let me tell y'all how hot I got in that car. I was riding that car. My Lord. I was riding in that car, and it got so hot in that car one time to where I know I saw dead people. I know for a moment my mind slipped and came back. I know. I'm telling you, it got so hot. You know when it gets so hot that you just accept it. It's so hot till you just accept it. You don't try to take nothing off. You don't even try to adjust yourself anymore. You just accept that it's hot. And the heat feels like it's sitting on you. I'm just saying. Some of y'all don't understand my pain. But you're in a compact car. You know, the heat is sitting on you. Oh, my God. So I'm eternally grateful to Miss Alicia for blessing me with this portable AC. All right. Now, I want to talk about these family reunions. So let's get into it. Okay, so, my Lord. So the family reunions are coming up. You know, I'm kind of grateful and thankful and all that good stuff for my family reunion, the Webster family reunion, which I need to do better with the Cook family reunion as well because I don't know everybody. I don't know everybody on the website, but I don't know everybody on the Cook side either. Sometimes I'm watching them like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? Because I'm 46 now, so imagine child. I'm looking at my... I'm looking at my screen. Screen is going crazy. I'll wait. I was the child at the family reunion. So that being said, living out my adult life in Houston, when I go to Atlanta, Texas, Douglasville, now We have grandchildren of not just kids of people I went to school with, but grandchildren of children, you know. I'm just saying, and it's a trip because you're trying, you don't know anybody, you know, and nobody's volunteering information. You may have some people that run up to you and say, Amy, this so-and-so, or remember me. Y'all know how people pop up? They pop up and say stuff like, you remember me? And you're sitting there looking like, I think I do. That's where when you realize that you're now that auntie that says, you so-and-so, babe. We used to be so mad when we were kids when people would say to us, you got to be so-and-so, babe. Right? Yeah, I know your daddy. I went to school. Oh, we used to be so awkward in that situation. Now we're the aunties. We're the ones trying to figure out who is this? Whose child is this? So we're looking at features. We're looking at the nose. And we don't know how to say, babe, what's your name? We don't know how to say it. We got to go through the whole family tree before we just say, baby, what's your name? Who is your mama? You know, thing to do, just to ask the baby their name first. Hey, baby, what's your name? I don't recognize you. What's your name? You know, family reunions are the craziest. It's the craziest because you know the crazy uncles are coming, the crazy cousins are coming. Now, again, we are the 46-year-olds now, 40s and the 50s, okay? Maybe a little bit 39, you know? And, oh, my gosh, we the old people now, you know? This is a part of the family union where now the old people are the seniors. They're the elders. And we are the old people. Okay, we're old people when we come in, you know. Yeah, we the old people. And we have to accept it, you know. But the cool thing is, again, about my family union, everybody ain't cooking, okay? We don't even have to go through that whole who cooked this and who cooked that. We already know who cooked. We got a caterer in the family. He got it. Say he got it. William Webster got it. Okay? We don't worry about nothing being bad, undercooked, overcooked, half cooked, or none of that. You know, we come in, you got the domino table. I mean, regular family reunion stuff. You know, you got that person that's drunk on drugs. You got the one that's super duper saved. You got those that are just singing in the choir. You got those that sing R&B. You know, you got those that they got the haircuts out this world. Then you got those that are civilized, just there. They just fillers. You know, they in there. You know, you might see them. You might not see them. That's how family reunion is set up. You know, you might have a little drama. You know, somebody probably slept with somebody. Somebody probably ain't talking to somebody. I mean, it's the family reunion. Everything is at the family reunion. Everybody, everything, every issue, every problem, you know. You know, so-and-so's son is in jail now. You know, so-and-so on drugs. You know, so-and-so done got pregnant. You know, her husband left her. In this case, I'll probably be the one, you know, ain't with a husband no more, but let's move on. It happens at the family reunion, okay? Saturday is the day everybody gets together, eat, cuss, do what they gonna do, party, get drunk. Sunday morning, promptly everybody is at church. Now this is what happens with us because church is a thing with our family, okay? And we got two churches in the family. We got two churches in the family. I'm not gonna call them out. Rorch and Bible Deliverance. They're in the family, and people Sunday morning have to figure out which one they're going to. Most of the time, they choose
Bible Deliverance because Bible Deliverance is rocking. I'm not going to lie to you. Bible Deliverance, baby, listen. They shouting, falling out, hollering, all that good stuff. Royce Church of God in Christ, word, straight word. Ain't nobody playing with you. Probably ain't going to be no music. Might be on the CD. You know, now back in the day, don't get me wrong, Royce was a hand clapping, foot stomping church, you know, with tambourines and all that. That was Roach. Roach's not that anymore. That was his previous glory. Now it's straight word. My Uncle Charles preaches the unadulterated gospel. I ain't playing with nobody. And we got Miss William Webster, his son there, as well, coming, you know, serving up the word of God like I like. So we got Uncle Charles for the elders, and we got, you know, William Webster for the old people. Listen, and the young people, I'm not going to say. So, but over at Bible Deliverance, let me tell y'all something. I attended Bible Deliverance when I lived in Atlanta, Texas, and boy, oh boy, I'm talking about praise, singing, worship. I'm talking about getting in the presence of God, all that good stuff. So they're more of a, they got the music. Look, my cousin is a singer. She plays the organ. Listen, people are attracted to her church because she's anointed in that way. And, you know, music draws people. You know, you got music. So her children raised on instruments, drums, keyboard, singing, one on each microphone. Listen, it's not to be played with. So at the family reunion, you can see, you kind of gauge, once you get to know everybody, you kind of gauge who's going to what church and who's not going to church at all, okay? Not going. You can forget about it. Not going. Now, my brother recently, Marcel Casanova, Mr. Country, recently moved to Atlanta, Texas, okay? He's not Atlanta, Texas, but Douglasville, baby. I'm talking about six, the woods. He's in the woods. You understand what I'm saying? Out there he didn't go half country, like go get your house in the neighborhood, because we got houses in neighborhoods. He's in the country, pitch dark outside, one light that everybody got a guide to, Sammy, burn the trash outside, you know what I'm saying, outside. Do you hear me? Country, woods, clear the land out. I'm putting the house right here. That kind of country. And I'm borderline jealous because, I mean, it ain't my time. It might be in a little while to go that way, chill out, hey, live it out like I'm supposed to, but I believe he was made for it. I saw a picture of him recently. See, when he was in Houston, Marcel Casanova, velvet jackets and church shoes with hats and, you know, earrings in his ear. I saw a picture just a few months ago, and baby was in boots. Do you hear me? Boots, raggedy jeans, clean jeans that look dirty. I'm just saying. He had a hat on that looked like he'd been truck driving, a tractor driving. It was deep. And I realized at that moment he was made for it. It was time. All right, y'all. Oh, we'll be right back. When I come back, I want to talk about these kids being out of school for the summertime. I don't want to hold you no long time, but we just trying to do a show. I'm trying to do a podcast. So I tell you what, let's listen to another one of Billy Cook's specials. And then guess what? We're going to talk about these bad kids being out of school, ready to harass you.
I met a girl whose love was pure just like the sun. She moved with such grace, and I knew she was the one. smell like roses in a garden from afar. So I asked her of her name, and she smiled with a bow. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With the passing, rising, bubbling over, you're my fantasy. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. My dream is more, and for me, look where the ecstasy.
Te quiero, te necesito, te amo forever. I want you, I need you, I love you, you're my forever.
Start to sing and chirp in harmony. She led me to the waterfall. She started to dance with the table like an hourglass. She put me in a trance. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With the passing, rising, bubbling over, you're my fantasy queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside.
Not bothered by it. My children are very grown. Very grown, got their own place. So it's been summer vacation since since my daughter graduated from school. It's just been summer vacation. Okay. The struggle is real for some parents, and we need to really pray for these parents. I was headed to work this morning and was coming up Braidwood, and it was a line. It was a line all the way down Braidwood where people were trying to drop them kids off at a center. You know what I'm saying? And some of y'all don't get it when I say center. Not a daycare center. I'm talking about a center, one that will hold your kids to you the same hours they were in school. You got to pay for that bad boy, though. And I mean, my heart went out to these parents because the line was all the way down the street. And I looked at my clock and I realized it was 9 o'clock. This is how serious. Lord have mercy. And they were waiting patiently. This is how serious they were about dropping these babies off, these teenagers, these ruffians. Because, see, some of y'all have no clue. Y'all done. Look, I say grown. I'm in the grown and gone collection. Hey, I'm out, you know, but watch this. I flashed back to seeing my son at home now. Oh, my God. And I got to feed him from the morning to the evening. I got to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks. Because let me tell you something. If you ain't got snacks in the house and your child is not in summer school or some type of center, oh, my God, you in trouble. You is in trouble. Do you hear me? And not only did I have a teenage boy, well, two of them, one was with his daddy, though. And then I had teenage girls, okay? Now, let me tell y'all what I did. And some of y'all need to get a piece of paper. Because it was time for my son to learn how to drive. It was time for my son to learn how to drive. So I just gave the money. Hey, here's the money. Now, this is the instructions I gave. You got to be specific when you're giving out instructions to your children about driving your car to this grocery store. I know my son didn't have no license, had a permit now. Some of y'all don't even worry about it. Y'all kid ain't ready. I told him, this is what I said. Now, I had already took him around parking lots and all this kind of stuff, drive in a circle, turn here, use your signal light. I did it several times during the school year. So by the time it got to the summertime, now y'all listen very carefully. By the time it got to the summertime, I was like, boy, go to that store. Get what's on this list. And come back. Now, first, I didn't have a car. At first, somebody went down. He had to get on the bus, take my basket. He wasn't embarrassed either. Take my basket. Matter of fact, because his homeboy was with him, but I don't want to investigate that. Anyway, he went to the grocery store, packed it in the basket, rolled up the staff. You know, mama, I'm here. Boom, change on the table. When he started driving the car, I had specific instructions. Specific instructions. Do you hear me? Okay. You going to bring my car back to wait? Look, it better not be a scratch, dent, bump, nothing. I know all the dents that's in it, and I know when it's a new one. So you're going to go to that store, you're going to get what's on this list, and you're going to come back without a scratch, spot, nor wrinkle. New one anyway. On my car. You hear me? And guess what? He go do it. He go do it. And listen, y'all, I know y'all saying, oh, you was strong. You was bold. I was scared. Hell, I was scared. Listen, I was like, Lord, but I let him see me sweat. see, you never can let kids see you sweat. You gotta be bold, right? So I was like, oh. As soon as he left out the door, I was like, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me, Father God. I don't know what I'm gonna do, Jesus. Help me, Father God, help me. but he made it back safely. Maybe he walked the door. I said, I knew you could do it. Now, well, let me give him a list and make sure you got all my stuff. You understand me? You got to give out assignments. You got to delegate. You know, sometimes is a time where you start teaching your children independence. Not codependence, but independence. You got to teach your children how to stand on their own 2 feet when you ain't there. They're going to burn your house down. You got to teach them how to grocery shop. You got to teach them how to get them dishes washed before you get home because you don't want to have to put them in a chokehold when you get back in the house. You got to raise them right. You don't wash them dishes. You don't look. Now I had a saying. This is my saying. When my kids, this is my saying, and it beat all of them. It beat all of them. All y'all was trying to figure out how to get your kid to do something. Let me tell you how I did it. You got to say. Look, these kids programmed different from when we was coming up. We were scared of whooping. We won't get no whooping. Okay, a whooping wasn't like a fight on the playground. See, I'll drag you up down the playground. When your mama say, I'm going to whoop you, that was different. See, back in the day, you didn't want no whoop because you don't know what they're going to whoop you with. You understand? They didn't have no formula on how they was going to discipline you. So these kids today ain't scared of no whooping. They are intellectual children. So you have to do some Jedi mind tricks. With your children. See, mine, all I had to say was some stuff like, and this was my go-to, and it worked every time. I don't get what I want. You don't get what you want. I was straight up with it. I ain't play no games. See, y'all play games. Y'all, or let them play games. I take everything up at the mattress, I take everything out the room. I take their friends out the room. Come on. Y'all be sitting there talking about, Johnny, do it. No. Y'all take the friends. Get up out of here. Oh, the dishes ain't clean. No, you ain't going to help me. You're going to get up out of here. Look, embarrass you in front of me. Look, you got to get where they are. Look, they playing the game, then you got to play games. I'm going to play games with you. Okay, you got your friends on the thing. Let's see if they can hear what I'm saying to you right now. Because if I don't get what I want, you don't get what you want. It's some stuff you got to do in raising these children. But y'all be playing too much. I would tell y'all play too much. Y'all be sitting there, Johnny, if you just, I'm telling you, Johnny, I done gave you all that you asked for. That's the problem right there. You got to tell Johnny, hey, Johnny, this ain't Burger King. You can't have it your way. You got to come on with it. Johnny, let me tell you something. If you don't raise Johnny right now, Johnny going to raise you. I'm just trying to tell you. Johnny going to raise you. He going to raise your blood pressure. He's going to raise your blood alcohol level, he's going to raise everything. If you don't raise them. So, like I say, raising these kids today is a psychological thing. It ain't you trying to use common sense with folks that ain't never encountered common sense. Ain't studied about no common sense. So, guess what? You got to step outside the box. I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to warn you. You're trying to use common sense. And see, I know you said what you said is psychological. Listen, let me tell you something. Intellectuals. Listen, there's a lot of intellectuals that don't have common sense. Come on now. It's a lot of intellectuals that don't have common sense. So why would you just try to deal with your child from a place that they don't? I mean, come on, they don't live there. They don't know what you're talking about. They're confused, you know. So guess what? You got to take out the PlayStation, and you got to cut lights off, cut the power off to their room. You got to remove the mattress, you know. Don't give them a couch. You understand? You gotta go there. Why? Because if you don't, If you don't, guess what? You setting them up for failure. And I try my best. I try my best to tell y'all to give y'all the nuggets that I got so that you can do better in your life with children. But you got to listen. You got to listen. Oh, well, I did this and I gave my all that I could give them. I don't know what they want me to do. Take it back. They want you to take it back. They want to take it back. I gave him a truck. Take it back. I gave him clothes. Take them back. I gave him. Come on. You tripping? Just take it back. Take it back. This ain't about common sense. This ain't about common sense. This is about they playing games. Now you play games. You don't try to play basketball without a basketball, do you? No, you got to get in the game, baby. You got to get on the court, you know. And some of these kids, they'll never be right because you ain't show them how it is to not have it because they always had it. And you so busy trying to brag and show everybody you give your kids what your mama didn't give you. You ruined your kids. Okay, so now I'm telling you how to launch a counterattack against this ungratefulness. Could you imagine raising some ungrateful children? I'm telling you, they become ungrateful, disrespectful adults that will put you in a home and take all your stuff too. Oh, you made me go there. I didn't mean to. I would apologize, but I ain't. Take it back, okay? Oh, well, I want to take my daughter across from her because she, it'll embarrass her and all this. So you going to be embarrassed. She embarrassing you. Listen, I'm going to dip back into the old bag. My mama and my four mothers used to say, I'm going to embarrass you wherever you embarrass me. Okay, so you're going to get in the car and drive out when I tell you that you're supposed to clean your room. Okay, I'm going to take everything out your room, and I'm going to take your car and park it at my homegirl house. Oh, trying to help somebody. Oh, y'all don't listen. But y'all, we trying to give our kids what we didn't have. Okay, did you have an attitude? Was you ungrateful? Well, you had to be ungrateful because that's what you're giving them. You're giving them a sense of entitlement. Did you have a sense? Did you feel like your mama had to give you what you, come on. I'm just saying. Ain't nothing wrong with a little tough intellectual love. Ain't nothing wrong with it. They're going to thank you later. They're going to thank you later for it. My mom used to say that to me. You know, same thing. And when I grew up and met my children, I'm not talking about my toddlers, but I met my younger. You was right. You told me that I was going to thank you. I was going to thank you for some of the stuff you did. We are all right here. Thank you for this. Yes. Uh-huh. Well, it's been fun. I have enjoyed you. We're down to 5 minutes. Let me see. Oh, I told you I had something y'all tonight. And I don't mind blessing you. I don't mind giving you the tea, helping you understand what's going on around you in your life and with your children. Okay? Because you need to know it. All right? So I tell y'all, have a great night. Thank you for listening to me tonight. I will talk to you again. Later on this week. Oh my God. Hey, it's all good. We love you. But we gotta go.
Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time.
Take it one day at a time.
I gotta get what's mine.
One day I'm gon' shine.
Yeah.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine.
one day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind, take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine, one day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. I'm doing niggas like Kobe, y'all niggas can't hold me. Pull up if you owe me, don't play me like the old me. Man, you really not the homie. On a beat, I let my soul bleed. I was sitting in the nosebleeds. All of my homies beside me, and we gon' catch us a homie. Man, I be acting they grimy. Words I do like a slimy. I saw your bitch in the comments. She said she wanna get on me. What she gotta do to homies? Don't like them people that phony. All of these niggas be fake. I got the key to the safe. I only wanna get paid. I ain't fucking with no life. All that shit part of the game. I'm moving in a new lane. You can just give me some brain.